Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who got it?
It's time for episode 692 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint Coachella on your way to Summit 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, is Starred, a.k.a. Brett Peter Morris. Brett's per minute. What's up, BPM?
What's up? You watching the playoffs? What are you up to these days?
Well, during that intro, I got a potential spam call. Do you get those on your phone now? It says potential
spam. I do.
Spam?
Yeah, potential spam. Imagine taking that call.
Yeah.
Like, how many people out there are just going like, okay, I'm going to roll the dice.
Yeah, you know, I think that 1 out of 20, this guy's fine. No, that's kind of a new thing though, right? It didn't always used to say that. And it kind of has like a weird, like its own weird rhythm ring. Have you noticed that?
I haven't noticed the rhythm in the ring.
Okay. You know, when you hear a new siren sometimes and you're like, oh, they bought a new kind of ambulance or something.
Yeah.
This thing has its own weird ring to it. At least on my phone it does. But anyway, it rang just as the intro started. I really didn't hear any music. For some reason, the phone was drowning out the audio.
Well, you had the rhythm of the intro still. It sounded like you heard it all.
Yeah, I was doing it, you know, by feel.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, but wow, we are right in the midst of it. A storm cloud has moved over the entire world, and it is called Tortured Poets Department.
Yes.
It's just this massive conglomeration of new Taylor Swift tracks. Yeah. There's 31
it's like
of
the,
them.
It's like the Independence Day UFO just appearing in the sky.
Yeah, it blots out everything.
That massive thing blotting out every city in the world.
Yeah. Even the eclipse had the good sense to just get on with it and get out of there. But this thing is just hovering. 31 tracks. So we'll get into it with our guest. I want to get her opinions on all of this stuff. Oh, yeah. My God. Here she comes now. Ladies and gentlemen. All right. You guess what, gang? She's got a new album coming out. It's called Everything I Know How to Do. It's a stand-up album. It's out May 16th. Please welcome to the charts, Claire O'Kane.
What's up?
What's up? Hey, Claire.
Hey, thanks for having me, my fellow tortured poets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited to have you, especially on such a, such an important milestone event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell by your voice that you...
She's pumped.
You're just as excited as we are.
I just don't... I don't fuck with her ever. And
totally.
I feel bad for not giving her a chance.
Wow.
But I kind of... I don't feel like I need to.
Who do you feel bad exactly for in this situation? Because I don't think you need to feel bad.
That's a good question. I think I feel isolated from the rest of society, and sometimes I want to be connected.
Yeah. If you have a lot of 12-year-old friends, they're probably not talking to you.
They're pissed.
It's definitely a massive party that you're either, like, you're either having just the absolute time of your entire life, or you're not in the party.
Well, and so many people I respect are really like have positive opinions on this woman and her work, and I'm going, why isn't that energy being used toward, I don't know, some other thing?
Yeah, at least some spread it out a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, why put a lot of energy into that, you know?
Yeah.
I would say fight it. But she put out an album with 31 songs. I mean, I remember Race Remmer did that a bunch of years ago. I didn't have a lot of faith that anyone could drop that many great songs at once in the midst of a world tour. You know, in the midst of relationships and everything else, I feel like it's the artist's job to whittle that down to 10 and then drop the rest as unreleased tracks when you, you know, when you start dropping off or something. But doing the, I feel like I'm the A&R guy. I'm like sifting through these tracks to find the good one.
Yeah, it definitely feels like an unedited project for her.
Yeah.
Like it's, it's her sprawling. At her peak. Her peak power, obviously, and able to do whatever she wants to do. And she has a team working on this as she's touring. And yeah, there's nobody in the world who can tell her to whittle that down. And I also think she's got her sound now with Antonoff so dialed in that they can just pump out like hundreds of these things.
Well, that's what exactly what it sounds like is that they've zeroed in on a sound. But I mean, it's very hard to tell a lot of these tracks apart. Like it's just a keyboard bed, and then her free associating
a lot of
her
lyrics. Yeah,
her you know.
I'm trying to figure out. I think it starts with the like slow singing. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of gets staccato.
I've noticed there's so much to like unpack with her. It's like it's actually kind of fascinating to me. But like, yeah, with that thing, I've noticed there's always like a repeated. There's a lot of repetition in like how she sang each line.
Yes,
it'll always be like
a lot of sameness.
Da 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 da. It's like there's a
Yeah. And then when there's a variation, it usually just sounds like one of her friends. Like, oh, she sounded like Lana Del Rey there for a second. Oh, there she sounded like Shakira for a second. You know, it's just like
her best friend Shakira.
Yeah.
You almost can't blame. I'm almost like I admire the idea of like having a template like that and just like spamming it. Like she's found like such a formula that's worked for the whole world.
But I don't know. There's a lot of negative reaction to this one, too. People are saying it's a shell of the old stuff. It's kind of just, you know, thrown off kind of thing. This is...
Well, we're going to hear a lot of it because there's no avoiding it. It's dominating every chart that I'm looking at this week.
Oh, yeah. We better start digging in.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick. I will real quick wrap the history of recorded music as we get into the music chart. Here we go.
Okay. Can you add one line about Taylor Swift?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll try.
I'll try.
Music. We used to play LPs. 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download Taylor's stuff. What's next? GPT?
Swifties.
Damn. What did you say there? I think
said
you
Swifties.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Actually, it would make sense as like a new line in that song. It's like we used to do all this stuff. We used to have all these different ways of listening. Now it's just all Swifties.
Now we just Taylor.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be pro her just in the sense of she moved from country to pop and had a lot of command over what she did. But right now I've got to part ways with her. And of course, I put out a Dragon Boy Suede album on Friday, which went straight up against her in Drop Date Duel.
Damn.
Check that out.
I didn't even think about that. That's true.
Yeah.
You dropped your album maybe the worst time in history.
The worst time in history. The other morons who did the same thing this week were Ian Hunter, Glenn Campbell, Pearl Jam, And the Melvins. All of those groups, you'll find out in the future. Whoa. They actually dropped albums in 2020.
Melvins did a funny thing on their Instagram where they clearly photoshopped like an album that Taylor was holding up.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, thank you, Taylor Swift, like as if she was promoting their album.
Right.
I like that the Melvins are using that. Yeah. Melvins online.
You got to play judo with it. You can't you can't just hope to beat it.
Hell no.
Right on. So we're going to hear some of this maybe.
Okay.
Please.
Well, this is the top five in the USA from Apple Music. And I looked and it's the same globally. It's the same on Spotify. It's the same everywhere.
Wow. One chart. That's all we need.
It's a mono chart.
The global chart.
Globo.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Oh, by the way, this goes all the way to number 39. I'm seeing Taylor Swift. It's just
wait, she's got the 39 top spots?
Well, there's a couple exceptions. So it's all 31 of her songs are basically.
Wow.
Imagine.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
But Daddy, I Love Him.
Ugh.
Better keyboards. Her whispering. I forget if this one's ever fun. I just learned these people only raise you
to cage you. Sarah's in she's going after her own fans on this. Sighing, what a mess. I just learned these people try and save you.
This sounds like Eye of the Tiger to somebody. Like they're getting all juiced
I know,
up.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. That's so true. That's all I keep thinking about.
Yeah. What does it do for people?
It's pure. It's like I don't, and I'm not even here to be like a true hater because I think all of it is like. In a vacuum, it's just fine sounding. Like
totally.
But it is the same. I mean, it's just the same.
Same. You know what I'm thinking? It's like melodramatic histrionics for girls that can't think of their own lines and stuff. So they're just right. Like, she feeds it to them?
No, it's a pure, like, let me absorb your whole emotional life. Like, just put it into me. Like, right. Just like worship me, like just project all of your problems, live through me kind of thing.
That's wait, when did her like. Last album come out?
Was it like last less year? Than a year ago, right?
Right?
Yeah, like a year.
I just don't like quality over quantity should really be the name of the game at this point. But also it's like, I think Taylor might be fucking with AI at this point. Like ChatGPT, because there are only so many feelings one girl can have about one boy.
Right, exactly. And they're generating new songs. She goes, hey, that sounds good. I can use that.
Yeah. I think
Drake is doing that too, I heard something about.
I don't know. Just it's a little too good to be true. And this woman is out every night performing. In Dallas, specifically Dallas. Every night she's in Dallas.
Every night she's in Dallas.
And I just don't see her ever having enough time to even live a life where she could be writing songs about it.
I do think she's a magical, like, she's just, it's almost like Trump, where it's like somebody has a singular type of personality where they just wake up that way every single day and they never stop. Where it's just like she wakes up ready to boost her career every single day.
She's a machine. Diddy was like that too, and then the wheels fell off. There's dark secrets with people like that.
Change is good.
Yeah, take some time off. That's what Courtney Love was saying, right? Or no, she said that to Lana Del Rey. She said you should take 7 years off.
Wow, why 7 years?
Because she just thought that she
specific
like,
amount.
It's very specific.
Supposedly. Your
That's
cells,
like biblical, 7 years.
Your cells or whatever, everything you're a completely different person at a cellular level after 7 years.
That's interesting.
Supposedly.
Yeah, true.
All Every single cell is different.
Yeah.
She's got to let her cells change.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Taylor Swift with So Long London.
I've heard this one. There's nothing English in it. Nothing.
Well, she says so long. She's saying goodbye to English.
Well, I mean, you should hear somebody saying it back.
I would be curious. I'd be curious to see a count if somebody's tallying which of these songs is not about her relationship, like her relationship to Matt Healy or whatever.
Saw in my mind fairy lights through the mist. I kept
they're just they're hard to decipher what any of them are about.
Really? To me, they're so on the nose.
Yeah.
What's this about?
A guy.
She tells you just exactly. It's just
to me, So Long London is like you're gonna tell me why London sucks. I mean, is the guy's name London?
Probably.
Think I had in me. Oh, the tragedy. So long, London. You'll find some.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If she's this sad on all her records, but this happy at all her concerts, like, which is the put on? Which is the lie?
Right. Mm. Well, I think this is definitely the more sad or like woe is me album of the last few.
Yeah, I'm just saying though. She's but so she, happy when is, you see her.
It is positing that throughout that whole Eras tour domination, she's just very sad.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
It's like Bon Jovi, I'm a cowboy. Like, he just looks so put upon to go on his, you know, world.
Yeah. I'm also wondering, because I remember that Matt Healy thing, that just felt like a blip in time. Like, it felt like maybe a month of rumors that they were dating, and then it was broken off. Like, to
who
have 31
is that?
Songs.
Yeah, who is that?
He's the, he's the guy that the bad boy, like 1975 singer who she was dating last year.
Yeah, he got bad pub. I think she dropped them because of the bad pub. She can't go out with
well,
that
that's
guy
what this whole album is basically about, that relationship. So like every album is about like one relationship and it's how could you and how, and a lot of it's like against her fans saying like, how dare you, you broke us up basically. Cause her fans like, wrote her that like psycho letter saying that she needs to break up with him.
Ah, this thing is deep. It's crazy. My God. You know, for some that has such specific source material, it shouldn't all just sound like a bland, washed out, you know, it all just sounds so much the same.
It's the blandness that gets me. It's just, I want to hear her go for just like, you know, like lyrics that just evoke something, but I hate like having to pay attention to every lyric. There's just too many words.
You know, she wants everyone to listen to like pay attention to every lyric. I think the way.
And then
she needs to do some Rage Against the Machine covers where she just says, it's in there. Doesn't get too all over the place.
Yeah.
I want to hear her get feral.
I want to hear her, write a song where it's just like, hey, listen to this riff. Like, this riff is sick.
Yeah.
Maybe she had that sick beat.
Yeah.
She had that sick beat in, what was that one?
Oh, yeah. She
this
did say
sick
that.
Beat.
All right.
Shake it off.
That number three.
Number three.
The titular song, The Tortured Poets Department.
Rhythm Nation. What is that?
Yeah.
You left your typewriter at my apartment.
It does. It does make you laugh.
I think some things I never say.
Who forgets their typewriter on the way out the door? Oh shit, I left my typewriter.
Sabotage mode, throwing stuff down on the road, but I've seen this episode and still love the show.
Who Jesus Christ
decodes you
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Tiffany to me, like in the 80s.
Yeah. It's Tiffany. It's mall pop.
It is. It's victim mall pop, days. As MBK says.
Yeah, yeah, victim I like pop. That. I like that. It is.
You know what? I want to make a prediction. Wild. I think Antonoff's going to get fired because a lot of times when a sports team isn't doing good, they just fire the coach, whether that's the problem or not.
Right.
And she can't fire herself, but she's got to go back to some other type of sound.
I don't know. How could she see this as a problem? Because it's just, it's broken all the streaming records. It's the biggest thing in the world.
Like, because
the critics like just don't cause.
But here's what I think is going to happen. She's going to get tired of this football meathead, right?
Yeah.
And then so she's going to go down into a dark period of now I'm alone again. And then she's not going to emerge from that with that same sound again. Like if she's going to vent, who's with me here? It's going to be different.
I think the other possibility, though, with her work ethic is that she's already has her next album yes. lined up, and it's within the happy Travis Kelce period. She probably recorded it on the night of the Super Bowl.
Could
and,
be.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be the pendulum swing to I'm so happy, and then it's, and then we'll get the depressed I had to break up with Travis Kelce. One,
okay.
That's kind of crazy. Too. Do we think, what else could she be singing songs about, I wonder, besides men?
I know.
Oh, her own religion, thing. Like Taylor-tology, where she gets her own religion or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just like touring. What's going on in her life?
Yeah.
Is she deciding to not eat fish anymore? I don't know. Just something really personal.
Something. Yeah.
That's why I would be interested.
What medications
hear,
is she on?
I'm interested to hear which songs on this album, if any out of 31 are not about a man or the relationship or her personal life stuff, you know?
Yeah.
No, just wonder if there's even one.
They all are that longing. I can't tell really what's wrong. Can you tell what the problem is? I mean, Voices Carry with Amy Mann, I remember the guy was yelling at her. He's making her shut up. But these, I can't song. Even tell what she's, what's.
I think Taylor Swift is like the Seinfeld of pop singers, where it's always the other person's fault in the relationship. Mm-hmm. They have man hands.
Right.
They talk like a man. I can't think of anything else.
They look weird in the light. They're ugly in a certain light.
Yeah, Taylor's not really looking in. It doesn't seem to be looking inward at what could be possibly the issue. But also, I don't know. I haven't listened to literally any song of hers.
Or her just like, I don't hear any of them just saying, hey, you know what? That one didn't work out. That's totally normal. That's the least interesting thing about my year is that I had a breakup like everyone else.
Maybe I'm codependent. I don't know. Give me some of that.
All right. Coming in number two.
Oh my God. I thought we already had done number one.
Wow.
Oh, man. Number two.
It's like a Mobius strip. All right. This is Down Bad. Little different, that little thing.
It already sounds like her, though.
Yeah, it does. The underbed. You hear the like horror music coming up from the background.
Yeah. That's a while. Sparkling dust, just to do experiments on. Tell me I was the chosen one. Show me that this world is bigger than us. Then sent me back where I came from. Who did this? What? For a moment, I don't get this mad at like AT&T. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get this mad on customer service calls. Comes out teenage petulance. Fuck it if I can't
have him. I might just it's all about Matt Healy and her fans for meddling.
She really is just a soap opera. I mean, she's just Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Like you said, if there wasn't this romantic turmoil, how would she capture attention?
It makes you kind of like,
well, what's at number one?
Makes you wonder, like, oh, Shake It Off. Was that was just like a totally different person? Just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
In Blank Space, like Taylor those were real. Mm-hmm. Those songs had different parts. Like they went places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These songs.
It's an interesting experiment to just do all mid-tempo ballads. And it just works for people.
Yeah, I guess it's interesting.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Fortnite featuring Post Malone.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning.
This is when she sounds like Lana Del Rey.
Nobody noticed my new aesthetic.
All of this it's so 80s.
I hope this, you're okay, but
this 80s worship thing just continues.
This is bland, man.
What about your quiet treason? And for a
Baskin Robbins had 31 flavors. This is one flavor. 31 different names on it. It just keeps going. It's like R. Kelly in the closet. Just keeps going.
Right. Indulgent.
I mean, this is a good time for her to be with the kind of meathead dude. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. He'll just go, hey, I love the album. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, baby. Come get a hug. Play some cornhole. Let's go.
Yeah, I feel like there's something obscene about, or like about just spamming the same formula that much. Like you're not, it's like an abuse of power, you know? Like yeah. You can't just do it 1,000 times. I don't care if it keeps working.
Yeah. It's like,
but I don't know. This is like the perfect time for somebody to do something like that though. Cause everybody just wants to like, this. What's the phrase? Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just like, oh, yeah, this is good too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Everyone just wants to feel good and like right. a part of something bigger than themselves. And unfortunately, yeah. That's Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. It is. I think it's like it's a little security blanket for a lot of her fans. It just feels good and like this anxious.
It's like a mental health app. It's like, yeah. I went on there for 5 minutes and I took care of myself.
I think also maybe we got to think about like, imagine being like a little girl and then you're just growing up with this music your whole life.
Yeah,
and right. And then it's like kind of changes with you, but not really. But it's like,
yeah, it's just
I don't know. It just feels really stunted.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Who was telling frankly, me somebody with a little kid was saying that in their son's class, every girl's a massive Kansas City Chiefs fan now. Like,
yeah,
they're of course all 100% Taylor Swift fans, and then because of that, they're Chiefs fans, and then that's gotten them into like some wacky stuff where they all try to like dress up as Chiefs players and stuff.
They're on DraftKings.
Yeah. I think part of that is like some cultural thing. I think mainly with like white girls to just kind of consolidate all on one way of doing things. It's like
that's how it always is, though. Like,
let's be on a team. We're all on the same team.
Yeah.
Do the bigger ladies have to be the coach? They got to be Andy Reid, put the big jacket on?
Yes.
They're crazy. They're crazy.
Well, I think some of the stories I was hearing is some of those dress-up things got some problems to them because they don't know, like, the origin of Chiefs, and then they're trying to dress up as, like...
Oh, no. Kind of
yeah. Wow.
Forgot about that.
It's amazing.
Wow, what a way to draw little girls into a controversy.
Yeah.
My God. Well, that was the music chart. That was a memorable one. Have we had that before where one person is every song?
Yes, we have, I think. I think like when Drake puts out new stuff,
Maybe a Drake. Yeah. Maybe a Drake.
I usually try to find a chart that has a little bit more of a cross section, but it's totally useless right now. This is the biggest phenomenon we've seen in the last few years.
It can't be done right now. But we'll see if the movie chart has as much Taylor in it. We hope not. We'll be right back with the movie chart.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with our guests, Claire O'Kane and
Brett Morris.
And this is the Movie Chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are friggin' giant. Movies. This is the Movie Chart, and we will see if Taylor made it on or not. There's not a new Cats movie out or anything, is there? We probably won't see her.
Cats.
A new Cats movie.
Yeah,
Cats was she too. In that one too?
She was in Cats, yeah, with
oh yeah, jeez,
those Cats.
That. Even that didn't tarnish her career at all.
She's bulletproof.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Big fan. Once I possess the kung fu of every master villain, no one will dare question my power.
Not even the great Dragon Warrior.
Who's that?
The most powerful shape.
The Dragon Warrior.
Not my thing, but I could see why kids would go to it.
Same. Looks good to me. God bless.
Claire, you got a lot of friends with kids. You get dragged into stuff like that?
No, not yet. I think all the kids are too infantile at the moment.
Oh, too young.
But in about a year, probably, things are going to be popping off.
Right.
Matinees are going to be happening.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Do you think we'll see a day where they release 31 Kung Fu Pandas?
I wouldn't doubt it.
They put out 5, 6, 7, 8. They put up to 35 of them out at once.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet these kids who are going to see these infant kids you're talking about, this will be the generation that turns on Taylor, wants nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Someone else even bigger. Okay, coming in, number four.
Number four.
The what is this called? The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Henry Cavill.
Oh, is this like
Gus Marsh?
Is this
Phillips.
In that same universe as that
mission I want you to lead? Thank you, Sergeant.
What's the plan?
To neutralize the German U-boats in the North Atlantic.
No, it's not. It's not the thing you're thinking of, Howard.
Extraordinary Gentlemen, or
oh, right.
What's that other one?
It does sound like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Or Kingsman.
Yeah, Kingsman. That's what it looks like. Kingsman.
Yeah.
It's giving Kingsman.
It is giving Kingsman. Kingsman. I don't know what. I don't know how this ties into anything. Does it?
It's some kind of knockoff or some kind of product.
It's the Guy Ritchie joint.
Oh, this is
right?
Guy Ritchie. Okay. I like Snatch.
And he also, he just put out a show, a TV show that also has the word gentleman in it.
Wow.
So I don't know. <That's>...
Based upon recently declassified files of the British War Department and inspired by true events. It's an action comedy, tells the story of the first ever special forces organization formed during World War II by Winston Churchill.
Is there any of One Direction in it?
I don't think so. That scrub, maybe some of the scrubs.
Yeah, maybe the scrubs, Lewis and Liam.
It's funny doing the inspired by true events thing, but then also making just a silly comedy.
Yeah, it looks like a, doesn't look realistic in tone.
It does not.
Okay, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Abigail.
Oh, hell yeah.
Please let me out. I'm scared. Mm. Got the shit.
Whoa.
You're really good at pretending to be a little girl.
Thank you.
Quick question. Who's inside a cage right now?
Holy Christ.
Oh, no. I have a niece named Abigail.
Wow. That kid's scary.
I have
Megan.
A niece named Abigail.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
She's spooky like that?
We better be,
she got weird motives?
She's... I was going to say something bad. So I'll refrain. Yeah, she's funky. That's for sure.
She have evil in her, you think?
I think she does. Sometimes she goes like this. So I don't know, but I love a little evil girl picture.
Okay. Are you a horror fan?
I could be. I don't follow them as much, but I, every once in a while, I'll get my, I should say I'm usually really scared of even things that aren't very scary.
Yeah.
So it usually takes like a little kid for being evil for me to be like, okay, that's not that scary. And I can kind of jump in.
I could have.
Oh, so you want to see the ones that aren't scary?
I could have sworn there was another Abigail movie. Doesn't seem like there was. I thought there was like.
Yeah, like a little girl, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. Abigail.
Is this related?
Oh,
Annabelle.
Annabelle.
I think you got to pick one. You can't have both of those.
Whose side are you on?
So many of those girls have evil names.
Okay, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Godzilla and Kong. Godzilla times Kong? Oh, no. New Empire.
Godzilla's... collab,
like Godzilla times
Kong.
I think
they're on the same team, maybe.
Like Taco Bell x Nike.
Yeah.
She can feel it.
Kung Fu Panda x Kong. Godzilla.
Godzilla. He can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of. You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Oh, that guy.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What?
Can I say something about King Kong that seems unrealistic? He never puts out his hand like, throw me some food. Anytime you go on TikTok or whatever and they see an orangutan or a gorilla, they always have their hand out and then they throw him like an orange or something.
Yeah.
They need to work that in.
Does he ever throw his shit around too?
He must.
That seems like it would be a pretty good weapon.
Yeah,
for
you
him.
Should do that too. Yeah, I mean that could be the whole movie. Kong
shit
throws
the size
shit.
Of a gazebo.
Yeah, it's a gazebo size. I do find it funny that they just came out with the like super critically acclaimed Godzilla movie, the like minus one or whatever it was called. I saw it and it was so good and like deep and so felt like smart. And then it's funny that they just months after they come out with
put out a can of crap.
The cheesiest looking one.
You know what that reminds me of? When Burt Reynolds made a big comeback when he was in Boogie Nights and he was getting all his respect. And then I think like his next movie was just like he was a hockey coach in Alaska or something like that.
Yeah.
Just like typical piece of crap.
I feel like Eddie Murphy has done that a couple times too. Where like he came out with that one where he finally seemed like he was taking on like a cool role, and then he just came out with like the worst Norbit or whatever.
Oh yeah, big time.
Can you guys hear it?
I heard the buzz, and the buzz did sound different.
Yeah, the buzz has its own rhythm. It's like irregular. Tell you.
Maybe it's Taylor calling you.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, she heard.
So gullible. I love your new album.
Yeah. All right, coming in, number one.
What was that? Number one.
Civil War.
No.
I did see this one. America.
Critics are raving about the movie event of the year.
It is American, 100%. That's what I'm talking about.
Cool.
Hey, let me ask you about this movie. Why? Yeah. What happens to the army? Why is the army like letting everybody fight each other?
Well, I think it's just it's split. The army is like basically split. There's two armies, at least two.
It doesn't seem like we would have. It doesn't seem like the left would have as many soldiers if the army decided to like everybody just go your own way.
Well, the thing about this,
have enough guys.
I know. I always worry about that with the whatever you got. Like, I'm not sure we're prepared for what's happening.
Definitely not.
It kind of it seems like it purposely doesn't go into those details of who's fighting on which side.
Smart.
It's not like necessarily left versus right, even though like you can kind of see through the lines maybe if you want to, but they purposely muddy it up a little, just enough to where you're like it's kind of besides the point, like which side is which.
Right.
It's more just following through, like, I don't know, the belly of the war as you're with these like reporters going through.
That's kind of crazy. This is a number one on the charts. Because it's kind of an artsy fartsy director, for sure.
Yeah, Alex Garland.
Yeah. But this particular one, I guess, is ringing true because everybody wants to see what this would be like if it was real or whatever. Yeah. Even though it's not for, like that.
It's getting them ready for the fall when they vote for Trump to see if we could get a dictatorship cooking.
I'm going to start a Patreon or a GoFundMe to get you a gun, H. Michael Gray.
Give me a gun. Just in case.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use it.
Just in case.
My hope is that I have enough food saved up for when everybody starts going house to house.
Have you been starting to save? Do you have a whole food collection?
I collect cereal boxes, so I have most of the cereal.
That's actually true.
Yeah. I've got like IHOP pancake blueberry cereal. I got all kinds of stuff I'll be surviving on.
Lots of
cereal. You got the rarest.
When that happens, you'll be up against armed ex-cops and ex-military. So my idea is to just stay inside. I'm not going to try to go take land or items or anything.
You're right. I think that our best hope is some tech nerd, like who's kind of left leaning, just invents some like insane thing,
an app that gives us some weird
mech armor or something. Yeah,
oh, I'd like that.
Yeah,
I'd like that. Obi-Wan Kenobi type comes and just has some kind of advantage. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
All right. Well, that's number one. Wait.
We're looking forward to that. Yes.
Yeah. If
and we're
Taylor
also
Swift
forward to
if Taylor Swift didn't leave you feeling great on those charts, we have Civil War on the movie charts.
Yeah, it's all on the uptick. And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. I bet we did. Let's find out.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
What if all of these were Taylor Swift and we just picked all Taylor Swift songs?
Oh my God. Chart rebellion.
Okay. This is Howard's first pick. This is Dasha with Austin, parentheses, sped up.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing you're done, you cue the songs and we get going. Brought you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck.
Is it getting faster?
Back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your shit
was
never
so
packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down?
Can you skip ahead for a second?
Yeah.
I think this thing keeps speeding up.
Maybe.
Or go to some vocals after that.
What happened? That happened.
Okay.
You go back.
I don't know. Did the nurse come get you? I was wrong.
I don't know. It's a pretty relentless pace, though.
Yeah, that's a weird one. It does feel like they wrote it at a slower tempo and then just kind of decided.
So this is like artificially sped up, right?
I think so. It's a country song.
Yeah, there's like that genre now of kind of like TikTok versions that are sped up. People seem to like.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. It's funny how
you like that?
No, I just thought it was weird that they sped up a country song. Yeah.
It is kind of interesting now that with the technology and stuff that we can all just say, we can all just sort of declare like, you got the tempo of this wrong. Like, we prefer this tempo.
Right. Yeah. The people's tempo is a bit
fast. Yeah. I feel like maybe that's a good thing because I've always felt like producers get that wrong sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just you got to be on their tempo game now. Hmm. Okay. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my pick. This is Shannon and the Clams with Bean Fields.
Oh, yeah. My bar's full of crystals, a tiny big skew. Let's go sing where the bucks sing and where the poles bloom. My love is like losing you. Meet me in the bean fields, shame of the evening. Gonna lay the way you lay down. Sunrise love. Meet us in the bean fields, shame of the morning light. When the rainbow gets above the light, talk about your time. Well, I'm living out of boxes and I'm packed in two by two.
I like that. It's peppy.
Yeah. They're a great band. Friends with a couple of them. Friends of friends with them, but
they're the best. I used to see them in when I lived in Oakland. Mm-hmm. I saw them back when they were like playing like houses.
Totally, yeah.
It was the best. And yeah, my famously, my ex-boyfriend used to be in the band, but got kicked out.
Wow, oh. How about that? Chart coincidence.
That's a connection.
What was he get? What did he get kicked out for? Drugs?
I think just being a weird guy.
He's weird. Too weird for Shannon and the Clamps.
Yeah.
Too funky.
Yeah, great band, fun stuff. She has an awesome voice. But they trade off vocals, right? There's like two singers in the band. They're both mm-hmm. awesome. All right, coming in at number three. Claire's pick, this is like a talking piece pick, you were saying. This is Kate Hudson with Gonna Find Out. I had no idea she did music.
Sparse rocker.
It's a hot night. It's a long line. It's a full moon. I'll take you on a fun ride. I'm gonna stand down. Cause you're my goal line. I'll take you on a
me, or she has a better voice than Taylor Swift?
100%.
Yeah.
This slap, it truly slaps to me.
Yeah.
Something about it. Her voice rocks.
She sounds good. I'm surprised. Why didn't she release albums when like Almost Famous came out?
I think she
could capitalize on that.
I read like a small blurb on Spotify that was like something.
Oh, she did?
Like, how, or maybe that's when she got inspired to start singing more when she was in that movie.
That makes sense.
I can't remember. But I had no idea she made music. And then but for this, I was like, oh, I need something new. I don't know any new music. I looked at the top new music Fridays or whatever on Spotify. And then I saw Kate Hudson's name, and I was like, I wonder, this can't be Kate Hudson, How to Lose a Guy.
Yeah.
And it was. And it's
maybe
not bad.
Maybe she'll go on tour with, what's his name? Dennis, Dennis, the actor with the band.
Dennis?
There's not that many.
Dennis?
Dennis Leary?
Wait, who did you say, Claire?
What?
I know. You're saying someone, but I can't hear the last name.
Anyway, I don't know who. I'm just saying Dennis.
Big actor from the 80s. Dennis.
Dennis Quaid.
Franz? Quaid?
Yeah, Quaid.
Oh. I didn't even know he had a band. I know Keanu has a band.
Him and Russell Crowe. I don't know. You guys were hearing something in there that I wasn't. I mean, a lot of people have a good quality voice, but I don't know. Sounded like the female equivalent of a Viagra commercial. I'm not going to badmouth Taylor all day and then say that was good.
I'm just saying from my expectations of what a Kate Hudson song was about to sound like.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, it wasn't like a shitty pop. Yeah, like Claire, you were mentioning before we got on about J-Lo and how she's got that whole... You saw the making of her... video movie or thing that's on Amazon?
I saw the documentary called The Greatest Love Story Never Told. And it's basically her talking about the conceit of this new album, which is all about her romance with our boy Ben.
Right.
Duncan Ben. Mm-hmm. And it's just a peek behind the curtain. It's also... the only scene that really pops out to me is when she writes a script for this like movie that's going to be like her album movie, a 1 hour music video basically. she writes it herself for the most part, and no one wants to do it. You, her agent is just kind of like, and this person cannot do it, but they love you. All right. This person actually love can. You. And GLO's just like, what? They can't do my music video? Like, and based on the things I've seen of the video, it looks pretty bad. And,
that looks real bad. I watched it without the sound off, and I had never had any temptation to turn it on. I mean, it's exactly what it is. It's a project nobody wanted to do, but because she's got money and the name and the fame and the couple, she pushed it through with her own money, I guess.
Yeah, she paid for the whole thing. I think it was like $30 million.
Yeah, and like she had a few months to try to sell it before Taylor came through this week. And just, I mean, you know, there's just no time for her to try to win the marketplace. it's truly bad. I saw another TikTok where there was some promotional thing for it or some scene where she's like taking this like thing off of her head and her hair looks all sloppy and she's going like, this reminded me of like growing up in the Bronx or whatever. And then this guy comes on and he goes, I was on the crew that shot this. He goes, there was 14 takes of her pulling that thing off her hair.
Oh, really?
She's just kind of like getting undressed.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. You know,
he's just ripped. Yeah, he was ripping the shit out of her.
She's a perfectionist. She's worked hard. Let her live her life and spend all her money.
Yeah, let her blow her money on her own stuff.
Yeah.
All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. We mentioned this earlier. The Melvins have a new album. This is Melvins with Pain Equals Funny. This is the first song of the album. I was too lazy to
this was just
dig
Taylor.
For anything else.
Yeah. It's just Taylor again.
The song has a crazy speed change in the middle of it. It goes. This is the same song.
Damn.
It's an epic.
Sounds good.
Melvins, hey, Never Let Me Down. If you like them, you're going to like this.
Sludgy.
It's hardcore. I want to hear Taylor's version.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, wow. The pendulum swing fast for you.
Well, it would just be funny to me that she just like, because whatever lyrics you hear, you could just hear her like stealing them. I forget what they were saying, but I was just picturing her doing it. I sound like the Melvins now.
Well, you know. Soon it's just, she just swallows everybody's releases. Mm-hmm. The next day she's out with her version of your album.
Yeah, I'm doing like weird alt rock for the next few years.
Yeah.
All right, coming in number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's pick, A Certain Ratio with All Comes Down to This. Are they related to A Perfect Circle?
They're way before their old 70s English oh, okay. band.
Taylor lyrics.
All mistakes and chances missed, and it all comes down to this. Waiting on the train is near, destruction is right here. All the loss and all the fear, losing to yourself is clear.
Very cool. Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, these guys are, you know, one of the original post-punk type of outfits. You could hear, sounds like Blur even a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool to just have a British accent where you could just sing like anything. Like, I feel like if you just happen to have that accent and you sing things, it's going to sound pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, of course, there's Ministry, Al Jorgensen. He's from from Chicago, but he sings with an English accent.
Yes. And didn't Madonna start doing that for a bit?
Yeah, or Madonna. She speaks with it, yeah.
And then if you're Alec Baldwin's wife, speak with a Spanish accent.
Oh, yeah, they jump on you.
Yeah.
They're on your ass. This was certainly a lot of fun. Claire, thank you so much for joining us on the charts.
Thanks for having me.
We'd love to have you back. Check out Claire's new album, Everything I Know. It is due out on May 16th. Is that a Friday?
I don't know. It might be a Thursday. Let's get it to the charts.
Let's get it to the charts. Also, she is Claire Claire is O'Kane on Instagram. Check that out. Claire is O'Kane. Stard, what do you got going on?
Yeah, go to CBB World, sign up. Go to improvforhumans.com, sign up, and go to whochartedpod.com if you haven't already. Ooh. And sign up. If you like this show, there's a lot more of it, 600 and something episodes of the main program, not even counting Preem Stream and Two Charted, and then brand new Two Charted's coming out every week. So you got to go there and get it.
I mean, listen, gang, Two Charted has stuff that you don't get on the regular program.
Just
this year, we've done deep dives into, we did Rain on the Graves, right? Who was that? Ronnie James Dio? Who was that?
That was Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah, Bruce Dickinson, Rain on the Graves.
Yeah.
We've done the Joey Bosa food processor commercial. We've gone off on that. We've gone off on, L. King was drunk singing Jolene. They kicked her off stage. John Mellencamp. All kinds of stuff. So check that out. Yes, on Two Charted. Also, check Griftors. Wow, Claire O'Kane, you're the only guest ever that was on Griftors when you
really
sat. Well, she wasn't an official guest, but she was in the room one time.
I was in the room on the couch, and I feel like you got mad at me for kind of making a noise.
I was mad at Megan because that was one of our most important episodes ever. And she gave me no warning that there was going to be people hanging out and all the doors would be open. I likened it. We never have the doors open. This is our big, important episode where I'm going to reveal the whole theory behind the
stuff. Oh, it was the discs. DVDs.
It was pick discs.
And I likened
you
it
were
to
there.
A,
wow.
I likened it. If you were going to a birthing class for 9 months, and then that's the day so you funny. Show up to do the actual birth, it's less organized than any of the other days. And this is the actual real day of it. They got construction. They got construction workers there. There's all kinds of crap going on. And you're like,
I'm sitting quietly on my phone.
I love
enjoying
this.
It.
This is the most distilled Howard Kramer like you could ever witness.
I was not right.
I've experienced this so many times.
I was
times.
Not right for weeks after that episode. I was crying and screaming inside. It was the most. It was one of the greatest, most concentrated betrayals of trust. You show up the day to give birth to the baby. You can't reschedule it. And there's guys walking around in Timberlands with their lunch boxes and shit. It was unbelievable.
See, Claire, I hope you can see through all of this that you can't take it personally.
Totally. No, yeah. I let it roll off my back.
I'm in my own world. I don't know what those clues mean or anything. But I'll tell you, what happened that day was a travesty. But I'm glad you were there, Claire. But anyway,
I'm glad you were there.
Well, it's not
after all that ranting and raving.
It's not her fault. She was there.
Yeah, it's not your fault. Yeah.
It's not my fault.
I mean, she was bare. She was barefoot. She was barefoot, which I found.
It was probably summertime.
So sensitive. The sensory. Oh my God! It's just
I can imagine,
man.
If it's time for you to lay down your most important lick ever—the guitar solo that the whole album hinges
on—and
then you get there, and it's like some guy brought his kids.
You know what it's
like. Brought his dog.
You know what it's like. It's almost like simpler than that. It's like your whole every day for you is taking a golf swing, and it's like you're in their backswing, and you know you're just never supposed to talk when somebody's taking a swing.
What if you practice golf every day? It's just going to be this one hole in one competition, and you practice every day. And then the day you have to do it, there's people honking horns and this fucking guy mowing the lawn and shit.
This is all about just like Johnny Depp's face on a copy of Finding Neverland.
Yeah, thank you. This is all about printed DVDs.
Now you see why it's so important, because I'm taking a leap. I'm taking a leap where I'm going to look crazy if I'm wrong. And then she's got all these other X factors and stuff going on.
That's what makes you look crazy.
It's like the seventh game of the World Series and they got lions running around on the field. Like it's just too much. It's too much.
Barefoot.
But my point, of course, is to check out Grift Horse, where you can make a lot of money just by listening. You can earn thousands.
That's a good advertisement for that episode. Now I want to go back and listen to that.
Oh, you got
to
listen to it. It's the birthing episode where most people thought that I was just pulling a months-long prank that had no substance.
Well, I outlined. I remember how long you were... You were pushing that theory. You wouldn't even tell me what it was.
Thank you. And then the day I have to reveal it and keep attention, the doors are open. She had the bed. She had her bedroom door open, the front door open, and the kitchen door open. And then there's some barefoot hippie broad. Well, no, just close. God bless you, Claire, for putting up
God
with
bless.
This, especially at the end of the show. Also, check out Drop Date Duel each week. Two brand new albums face off against each other. This past week, it was Taylor Swift versus Dragon Boy Suede, the new album, The Dragon versus the Monster. Check it out. 10 tracks. I don't make you pick out which ones are good. Well, I mean, you do that anyway, but it's not 31 tracks. It's not a lot of work. So check that out and check out all the other programs. And we will see you right here next week on
Who
Charted.